The Waukesha attack will destroy Black Lives Matter. In this video, we're going to take a look at the latest surrounding the murderous horror at the Waukesha Christmas Parade over the weekend. We're going to see the mainstream media's torturous attempts at gaslighting the attack. And stick with me to the very end of this video when I'll show you why this attack promises nothing less than the end of BLM as we've known it. You are not going to want to miss this. Greetings, everyone, patriots all across the globe. Dr. Steve here with you, and it is so good to be back with you. I had an amazing time in Phoenix with Donald Trump Jr. and Judge Jeanine and an awesome all-star lineup. It was so amazing to see so many of you Turley Talkers out there, and I cannot wait for our next live event to meet even more of you. Before we dive into things here, gang, you know it is Black Friday coming up, and we wanted to give you the single best audience in the entire world, some of the sweetest deals for yourself and for the Patriot loved ones in your life. And so for just the next couple of days, we're offering a buy two, get one free deal on some of our best merch out there. Just click on that link below to get our brand new Let's Go Brandon shirts, which are selling out fast, and tons of our other shirts that you're going to absolutely love. But this buy two, get one free deal is only for this week. So do not wait. Click on that link below and take advantage of our Black Friday sale that ends in mere hours. And let's make this the best Patriot Christmas ever. All right, gang, let's dive right in here. As I'm sure you all know by now, the nation is still reeling from the horror that took place over the weekend in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Originally, it was reported that 5 people were killed and over 40 more injured after a red SUV plowed into a Christmas parade, hitting dozens of people, including children. And one of them, a young 8-year-old named Jackson Sparks, has just succumbed to his injuries. He is now the 6th fatality in this horror. One suspect has been detained. Police have arrested a 39-year-old man by the name of Daryl Brooks, who is a convicted felon par excellence with a long history of criminal charges. In fact, Fox News is reporting that Brooks was not just a career criminal. He had just been bailed out of jail after posting a $1,000 bond in Milwaukee County on felony and misdemeanor charges literally days before the deadly incident. And this is just the beginning of the mass outrage that's starting to utterly foment over this entire incident. Once again, this horror is becoming another occasion for the growing divisions in our nation to manifest themselves for all to see, particularly between the people and the permanent political class. First and foremost, the mainstream media is demonstrating itself to be nothing more than a propaganda machine for left-wing causes. At first, it appeared as if the media was actually trying to blame police for this horrific incident. CNN claimed that the attack was actually just an accident as a result of the suspect fleeing law enforcement. The Washington Post originally claimed that the alleged assailant was fleeing from a knife fight, speeding away when police arrived at the scene. And as if that weren't bad enough, the same mainstream media decided to depict this horrific carnage as merely, quote, a crash. For example, USA Today referred to the mass murder as the, quote, Waukesha parade crash, going so far as to label Brooks as the, quote, Waukesha parade crash suspect. CNN, too, announced the death of the 6th victim with the phrase, Waukesha Christmas parade crash. It was a crash, gang. It was not a murderous assault. It was not a terrorist attack, which is so interesting because obviously these left-wing activists disguised as journalists showed us that they had little difficulty in finding the most damning phrases imaginable to depict Kyle Rittenhouse. You know, descriptions like vigilante, white supremacist, terrorists, and the like. And again, we should note, look, if the media wants to be left-wing, so be it, right? But it doesn't get to make up facts. It doesn't get to pretend that things happened that actually didn't happen. We saw with the Kyle Rittenhouse fiasco and the way the media didn't just give us their left-wing narrative, they actually bent facts and events to fit that narrative. But you'll notice too that the facts get increasingly skewed in accordance with the left-wing narrative such that the two become actually inseparable. Moreover, we're even seeing the divisions manifest themselves here with regard to the ever-increasing absurdities of wokeism in corporate America. If you can believe this, the very same GoFundMe that did not allow for Kyle Rittenhouse fundraising, they, as of November 23rd, were allowing for Brooks's fundraising. Now, apparently it did get pulled, But you can see from the report on law enforcement today, the bail fund was littered with pro-BLM hashtags and accusations over Brooks' arrest being racially motivated and the like. And that leads to the third explicit division that's coming out of all of this. We're not just seeing the leftist activism of the media come out of this in this corporate wokeism. We're also seeing what many believe to be the true nature of BLM, or Black Lives Matter. Astonishingly, as the mainstream media was doing absolutely everything it could to gaslight this attack, a Milwaukee BLM activist said that the attack was nothing less than the start of, quote, a revolution. A fellow by the name of Vaughn Mays took to Facebook Live and responded to questions as to whether the attack was in response to the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. And he was reported to have said, quote, I don't know. Now we'll have to wait and see because they do have somebody in custody. We may have to wait and see what they say about why this happened. But it sounds possible that the revolution has started in Wisconsin. It started with this Christmas parade. And once again, trying to find out what's really happening here, we're having to turn to international media that's doing the job of what our domestic media would have done had they not become so ideologically compromised. The British Daily Mail is reporting that the now deleted Facebook account belonging to the suspect, Daryl Brooks, showed that he had indeed encouraged knocking, quote, white people the F out, and also appeared to support the controversial black nationalist group known as the Hebrew Israelites. The Daily Mail detailed his racially inflammatory postings that appeared to be provoked right around the time of the whole George Floyd riots. We're also finding out that he was a rampant anti-Trumper, surprise, surprise, who is an amateur rapper with song lyrics containing F Donald Trump, which he reportedly wrote just before the attack. So of course, if you're part of the far-left parrot site like the Daily Beast, of course, there's absolutely no connection between Daryl Brooks and BLM. Of course not. And only far-right trolls would even suggest such a connection. Or if you're the left-wing activist over Salon.com, you don't even mention the incident in today's news. So utterly embarrassing. Or better, it's such an obvious indictment of your far-leftist worldview, you pretend it didn't even happen. But it's too late. The fact of the matter is that BLM has already been utterly imploding in terms of its approval ratings. For example, according to the Civics tracking poll, only 35% of whites support BLM. 52% oppose it. And if you limit that to the sentiments of white men, the number opposing BLM surges to 60%. And according to the University of Massachusetts Amherst poll, just 9% of Trump supporters support BLM. 9%. And keep in mind, this was all before the Waukesha attack. Now, in view of this attack, and in view of the highly racially charged rhetoric associated with the suspect as well as this BLM activist in Milwaukee, it seems like the writing is on the wall for BLM. We could expect any semblance of support for BLM from whites and Latinos and others to basically implode at this point. There's no way around this. You can't demonize 75% of the population on a daily basis as racist and privileged and bigoted and expect the nation to rally around you, especially in light of the Waukesha attack. You can't constantly focus on the supposed sins of a single race and then expect the nation to be united. What we're seeing here in this attack and in the calls for revolution surrounding it is the logic of movements like BLM playing out right before our very eyes. The logic of movements like BLM is balkanization and division and tribalization. And when horrific incidents like this happen, that balkanization division only grows and intensifies, which again means that any semblance of support that the group has outside of its core is going to quickly wane. All this means going forward is that BLM will no longer have anywhere near the influence that it once had in mainstream society. And no amount of left-wing media gaslighting can change that. Indeed, it does appear that in the aftermath of the Waukesha horror, no one can save the BLM movement from itself. Now, before we go, you will definitely want to check out my latest video on Antifa and BLM agitators getting crushed in America's new civil war. You are not going to want to miss it. So make sure to click on the link, and I will see you over there. God bless.